Praise the Lord. Here we are once again. Let's just welcome our Lord here. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before you, Lord, once again, Lord. We just thank you for your goodness, Lord, your mercy unto us, Lord. Even, Lord, for the rain, Lord Jesus, that we would, Lord, water the land, Lord, and that we would have, Lord, the beautiful green grass, Lord, growing the plants, the vegetables, Lord. That's the goodness of your mercy and your grace, Lord, not unto us as just believers, Lord, but to all men, Lord, that you would look after your creation, Lord Jesus. So we just say thank you, Lord. We just commit this time into your hands and pray your blessing upon it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's stand or sit as you wish, and let's sing number 83. Give me that old time religion.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love. Good for Paul and Silas, and it's good enough for me. It will take a soul to hear it. It will take a soul to hear it. It will take a soul to hear it. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old time. Give me that old time.
Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning.
Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp. I pray. Give me oil.
Hosanna to the King.
Praise the Lord. Let's sing. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun.
I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Outshines the sun, way beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. While he's calling you, to Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Way beyond the blue.
Amen. It's winning. He'll remember us. He remembers us now. He's not going to forget us. Let's sing number 53. We're able to go up and take the country, and then we'll have, see if there's any testimonies.
We are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be there awake to hinder, God will surely give the victory. Sons of God, march forward in the power of the Savior's name. Sons of God, we are more than conquerors in his name. Sons of God, march forward in the power of the Savior's name. We are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be there awake to hinder, God will surely give the victory. Sons of God, march forward in the power of the Savior's name. Sons of God, sons of God, march forward in the power of the Savior's name.
Amen. Was there any testimonies this afternoon? Thank you, Brother Lee.
This electronic age we live in, I'd be lost without my cell phone to keep in contact with the family and everything. And I charge it overnight and came the morning on Friday morning or Saturday morning, one of the mornings, I got up and I went over and I went to turn the phone on. Dead. Absolutely dead. Couldn't get a spark out of it. And I thought, oh boy. So I got hold of Sharon another way. I said, do these phones just die like that? She said, yep, this probably just died, Mum. So I left it for a while and tried a few times. No, it wouldn't go on. I thought, oh, I could pray. So I picked it up and said, Lord Jesus, it's just a little gadget. Can you please fix it? You know how much I need it. And I put it down on the table and just left it there. And then I went on with doing the dishes. And then anyway, well, it turned on all by itself. No, it didn't. It turned on with God. I was so grateful because I really thought it was dead, but it was revived. Thank you, Lord.
Doesn't the Lord do these things? You forget to commit those small things to him, don't you? And to things that you don't think are important. Was it just... I'm sorry. I was trying to catch a subtle hint.
I'd like to thank the Lord. I suppose this is a funny sort of a testimony, but it's real to me. I was in town the other day, and I was looking for a gift for a 21st birthday for a boy. And my grandson, actually, and I went to 12 different shops. I prayed before. I said, Lord, I don't know what I want. So I just went looking, went in and out the shops. The people come to me. I said, look, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I'm looking for something. And anyway, I went home with nothing, and I thought, well, I don't know what I want because I had no idea what I want. Well, I did, but they don't use them today. And so I thought, oh, well, so I went home to Robert, and I said, well, I don't know what to get him. And anyway, I said to Rob, will you come with me and we'll go and see this one in Briscoe's that I thought, oh, well, I did like, but I wasn't fully certain of it. So we went to another shop down on the road, the barber shop there, the lotto shop. It had gifts there. No, I couldn't find anything. On the way to town, I thought, oh, wonder if Mitre 10, because I'd prayed again before I left home, wonder if Mitre 10 would have something there. So I thought, oh, I drove down there. Robert came in with me, and I said, you have any of this clock? Actually, in the end, I got clocks. He said, oh, we haven't got many, but we've got some over there. And I went over there, and I said, thank you, Lord. I just was so happy with what I saw. It wasn't displayed. It was on the bottom, and still in the packet, but it was the clock with a humidity disc on the bottom and a temperature. I was so happy. I said, thank you, Lord. So I really do thank the Lord for it because he did guide me, but I did go to 12 different shops. But I didn't know what I was looking for, but thank you, Lord. In the end, I thought, well, a clock is something you'll have forever. So I thought, thank you, Lord. So his birthday's this month. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
And Sister June as well.
You have not what you ask now. And then, you know, I seek him like my brother Tom. And all the rest. It wasn't until I heard the pastor's voice a couple of weeks ago. You have not what you ask now. And I just think, yeah, no wonder I haven't been asking. But glory to God for his grace and mercy. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I just want to give all praise and glory for what the pastor was speaking about this morning. The word of their testimony. And it remembered, my mind went back to when I was at the AOG in 2000. And we were having Sunday night church. And we had a power cut. So we all got into a round circle. And we went to the front door because the street light was still shining inside. And then while we were standing in the circle, I saw this light coming towards me. And when I looked up at it, I saw it was a crown. And it was made of glass. And it was so beautiful. It was so bright. And then I remembered the Lord saying to me, "Do you want this?" And I said, "Yes." And I tried to grab it, but I kept missing it. And the Lord said to me, "I want you to step into inside that circle and ask the church to pray for me." And I said to the Lord, "Lord, there's only one person that knows that I still drink and still smoke. And that was my brother Tatu here." And then the Lord reminded me again and said to me, "Do you want this?" And I said, "Yes." And then he said, "Step into that circle." So being obedient, I stepped into that circle. And I told the church what the Lord was saying to me. And I said, "This is what the Lord has said to me. Pray for me to help me to stop my smoking and my drinking." At that time, the pastor was Gary Stevenson. And then he came up and he laid his hands on me. But it didn't happen straight away. I went home after that. And as I went to go to get me another cigarette out of my drawer, and I went outside, went to put it to my mouth, it tasted awful. So I didn't bother to light it. I went back into my room. And then I just said to the Lord, "Lord, what is it, Lord?" He said, "Get rid of all those things that you got in that drawer." So I grabbed it all, and then I wanted to give it to my sister-in-law. And then the Lord said to me, "Did I tell you to give it to her?" "No." He told me to put it in the rubbish. So that's where I put it all in, was in the rubbish bag. Tied it up, and then I just left it like that. And then as I went down to lay down on my bed, I started to sing this song, "Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone." And as I was singing it, my mind was like a racetrack. It was like all different colors, yellow, blue, green. It was going that fast. I just sat up. I said, "Lord, what's happening? What's happening?" I didn't know that the Lord was delivering me at that same night. And next minute I sat up, and then next minute I saw these two demons that came from at the back of my neck, and they came up and they were just in front of me. And I looked at them and I said, "Get out in the name of Jesus." And it just went. From that day, from that night until today, I'd never touched another smoke. And I had never been a lover of the old things. That is what I was doing. So God took all that away from me. And I just praise the Lord for my drinking and for my drugs, for my smoking and all this. So I just give all praise and glory. And this is what the year of 2000. And for 2021 today, I'd never even bother to look back. I just keep walking. Walking as the Lord has for me. Amen.
Thank you.
know I have thanked the Lord before for my healing, but I just really, I'm so grateful to feel well again and after the two ailments that I had from October. And I just praise him because I know it's the goodness and the grace of God that has healed me. And my heart goes out to Sister Shirley, and I know that the Lord's her healer too. Yeah. The other thing was, when I heard the testimony of those two young ladies, Grace told me on Thursday, and listening again today, it just took my mind back to my own experience, and I can relate to that. It's just wonderful when that the Lord comes in, and like when I came to this country in 71, I thought I couldn't be saved. I thought I'd crossed the line. I was absolutely convinced. But when the Lord came in that day in the caravan, and he just, firstly, when Leon Howard's dad told me that I hadn't received the Holy Spirit yet and that I hadn't crossed the line, I just believed it. I knew that was of the Lord, and it was just amazing. And then when I went to the caravan, it was like the Lord took the every desire of the world out. And then when I was in my in the bedroom where we were staying, the Lord went around the room. I knew the presence of the Lord was very close, and it was like he was walking around my room. Oh, I didn't look, but I thought if I looked I would see him. And he went to where I had some clothes that were very modest. Oh, sorry. And my makeup and those sort of things, and he said, "I don't want you to have those." And I was so glad the next day the bin had more things in it, had all those things in the bin. And I, like brother, it was just a wonderful experience, and I just thank the Lord for his grace and mercy.
Just like to thank the Lord. He's ever present, and he supplies all our needs. And yesterday I needed 12 buttons for a dress, and I thought, I'll look in my box, but you just don't have 12 buttons all the same and exactly what you want sitting there. And the first container I opened up, there was 12 buttons, perfect, big size, and I just thank the Lord because it's you just don't have 12 buttons sitting there. Thank you, Lord.
Now, others?
Yeah, I have one. Just hearing the testimonies there, you know, I've had it a number of times where, as the others have said, oh, look, Lord, You didn't save me, you know, did you? You didn't save me, kind of thing. Thinking about what a rotter I am and over the years and all that. The Lord, I believe, allowed that to happen because very shortly after, he's saying, yes, but I did. I did save you. Just reminding me that where we've come from, trust him. And he did save us. And anybody that even hears this, you're never too far away from God for him to reach you. But sometimes he makes you realize that you were like that, but you are now saved.
Hang on, Lee. Sister Mill. Sister Mill.
Hearing those testimonies of how people came to the Lord, it made me, reminded me, I mean, didn't even remind me, I thought of Shirley and I, how the Lord brought Shirley and I 50-odd years again. He brought us together. It was down in Palmerston Road where Brother Green first came over and introduced Brother Branham to us. Shirley and I, the first night we went, we had lipstick and hats on and all of that. Not that I was worldly that much, but I had lipstick and that. And we just heard, we never said anything to each other. When we went home, we just listened to what was said and went home. The next night was, I think it was three nights in a row. The next night we came clean shaven, no hats, no nothing. And we were the ginger lady. We had ginger hair then. I haven't got it now. But we're so grateful to God because he brought us together and we sure needed to be together. We prayed for each other. We talked to each other over the phones. And even as far as dress is concerned, we never said it. Well, people have said it like law. It's not law to me. When we heard it, we just knew it was right. So I just really thank God for it because as far as the worldly things, I wasn't that worldly, but I was. I was in the world like anybody else, but I wasn't real wild-like. But the Lord just takes it away. You don't have to worry about it. Ballroom dancing was Robert and I. We were just dead nuts on ballroom dancing, and I have to say we were good. Not boasting, but it's the grace of God, I guess, in a sense, but not in the world. But I just didn't have to, we didn't have to worry about anything. God just took it from us, and our lives now, even I feel so sorry for Shirley. She wants to be here, but she can't. And I just thank God for her life. She's 89, and I thank God for her and her life and mine and what he's done for us, because he sure has been our rock in many, many times. Our husbands have been hard going, but at the same time, I know why he brought us together, and I do thank God himself for himself to come into his life, our lives, and for what he's done for us, and I love him with all my heart and more than that. And I thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name, and raise Shirley up, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Let's just sing Why God Can Do Anything, number 70, and then I'll ask Brother Howard to.
My God can do anything, anything, yes, anything. My God can do anything. He made this earth and all its glory, and all that time shall bring. My God. My God can do anything, anything, yes, anything. My God can do anything. He made this earth in all its glory, and all that time shall bring. My God can do anything. My God can do anything. Anything, yes, anything. My God can do anything. He made this earth in all its glory, and all
God, he can do anything. Shall we turn our Bibles this afternoon to Luke chapter 4, verse 17? Good testimonies, weren't they? Amen. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful to hear. I'm sure if we all sat down and gave testimonies, it would be a real blessing what God has done for us. Amen. And what he's doing and what he will do. Praise God. Says Luke 4:17, and there was delivered unto him a book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. May God bless his word. Shall we just pray? Lord, we're just thankful that you came to set the captives free, Lord. We know you do. We've just heard testimony, Lord, of deliverance in people's lives, and we just thank you for it. And Lord, we just pray that there'll be a lot more, even in our number, that will find deliverance from evil. We commit each one to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for your glory. Amen. You may be seated. I was pleased to hear the testimonies of God's delivering power from cigarettes, from alcohol, from sin, all those things. We really thank God, because the message I have tonight, this afternoon, is total deliverance. It's amazing how God does that. So we just pray that the Lord will bless it. When God delivers the captives, it's a total deliverance. God doesn't say, oh, I'm not too sure I can do this. I'll do some of it. No, when he does it, total deliverance. Who believes that? Amen. God does not do a half-pie job. And when he died at Calvary, he made a statement. Who knows what it was? It is finished. He didn't say, I'll have to go back and try and fix this up a bit. No, he said it's finished. Nothing can be added to Calvary's work for salvation. We limit God to our finite minds. We often do. And it's a shameful thing to do it. May God help us. And we know in the creation, when God created the heavens and the earth, it was a perfect work. It's not hard to believe. Even though it's been cursed in some ways, we know that God did a wonderful job. He did a perfect work. Does not need to be altered or modified in any way, although man has to go altering it. It makes one total mess. At the end of every day, during creation, you know what God said? It was good. Who knows what good means? Weren't you listening when Brother Green was here? He preached on it. He just said, as it should be. Good means as it should be. And the word of the Lord means as it should be. So it was just God's nature to do things properly and totally. And God, man, in his ignorance, has tried to hybrid God's work. God sent us a word of total deliverance. Who believes that? How we should take heed to the word of deliverance which has been sent to us. I love the scripture which says in Psalm 107, verse 19, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of all their distresses. All of them, not some of them. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all destruction. You know, Sister Shirley Cowley, I can be totally made whole. I want the faith to come up. God said so. We must believe his word. He's not a man that he should lie. So let's believe for her. And I know she believes. And he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Praise be to God. The word of God, once believed, brings total deliverance. Hallelujah, that's good news. Not a partial deliverance, a total deliverance, a full deliverance. He indeed sets the captives free. And we need to start claiming it and start believing it and start confessing it. If failed to be delivered, it is because we stumble at his word. In 1 Peter chapter 2, we read verse 6. Therefore, also it is contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Believe on the Lord and you'll not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. They rejected him, but he became the head of the corner. Hallelujah. the stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto they were appointed. So, brothers and sisters, we want to thank God that he has given us a perfect work. In brief, I was going to read it, but it's too long. The three Hebrew children went down and they were picked up by the king because they disobeyed his orders to bow down at the image as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they came down and they said, they just made a statement. You can pick this up in Daniel 3. Maybe verse 17, Sister Leah. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. You see, brothers and sisters, when you speak the word of God, the angels of God are watching that. I heard that something. I heard something that was right. I want to send an angel down to bring that word to pass. They prophesied, if it be known unto thee, O King, we'll not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury, the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in the army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent of the furnace, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames and fire slew the men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Who believes God can deliver? Amen. You see, they just made a statement, King, we're not going to bow down. We're not going to bow down. And as they took them up, bound, and their soldier boys fell down dead with the heat. And they could feel the heat on their faces. They knew it was really hot, but not burning them. You see, brother and sister, God gets you into a situation where you feel the heat of a trial. You'll feel the heat of something, but remember, our God is a total deliverer. We know the story. When they got in there, just keep it short. When they got in there, somebody joined them. The Lord Jesus came into the fiery furnace, the Son of God, they said. And he joined them in the fiery furnace in the midst of the heat of the trial. Yes. God gave them the best experience they ever had to be walking around with Jesus Christ. They walked in the fire and they weren't burnt. The only thing that burnt were the ropes binding them. They fell off. There's no singe on them whatsoever. And the king said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, come out of that fire. For I see that your God has delivered thee. They walked out unharmed, not even a singe. They're the dead soldiers. They had been burnt. They didn't even get in the fire. They're just on the outside of the fire. It was really hot. Now I want to say this, brother and sister. Sometimes God can make your trial really hot. He doesn't make that hot, but he allows you to go through that hot, fiery furnace. And to see what you'll do. And be it known unto thee, O King, where if he doesn't leave us, just let you know we're not going to bow down to you. God loves that talk. And God honored their word. They came out wonderfully changed, and the whole nation was turned back to God through that testimony. Praise be to God. So I believe when they spoke, they prophesied, he will deliver us, King. Oh, yes, he will deliver us. They never questioned his word. So we just thank God that even though they were stripped of their rank, because they're fairly high up, they were well received initially, and they were stripped of their rank, and been given responsibility in the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. But now they face the wrath of the king because they disobeyed. You know, brother and sister, the king had power over them, but you know what? The King of Kings was watching over them. And the Lord of Lords was watching over them. And the king's word had no power over the King of Kings. Who believes the King of Kings? He's the King of Kings. I just love their reply, their faith. He will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. And God honored that very much so. I just thank him for his grace to us. God totally delivered them. Went down in the history books. The world knows. What a wonderful thing. They didn't say, well, that thing's pretty hot still. I can feel it. They trusted God. The minute they went into there, the angel of the Lord was right there. Instantly there, waving his fan and cooled the flames. And he knows how to cool the trials, the testings of your life. Sometimes, as I said, he allows us to feel the heat. He allows us to suffer a little to draw us closer to him and to learn to trust him. In Psalms 34:19, we read, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. A-double-L. Oh, he could fix this, but I'm not too sure about that. This is a bit more serious, this problem. No. He's God Almighty, the God that made the heavens and the earth. The universe is your Heavenly Father. Do you love him?
Yes.
Is he your best friend?
Yes.
Is he your Savior?
Amen.
Is he your comforter? Yes, he is. So he knows how to deliver. I love the way he came and delivered these brothers. It's wonderful how God could turn around events so quickly. I love what Peter says in 1 Peter 1, 6. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. Sometimes it gets heavy. That the trial of your faith, this is the reason, because I had a colon after temptations, that the trial of your faith may be much more precious the trial of your faith than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glorying at the appearing of Jesus Christ, and the wonderful Savior. They walked and talked with the Lord Jesus Christ. What a time. What a privilege. Where? In the midst of the trial. He knows how to deliver. Thank you, Lord. I just praise him for his... There's been some very wonderful sermons preached over the years on the fourth man. Who's heard those sermons? Wonderful sermons on the fourth man. The fourth man in the fire. So they put three and they got four. As long as he's there, all is well. Thank you, Lord. He's just so wonderful. And they came out in a total deliverance. Not a sniff of burning. There were the soldiers dead in front of them. And they had the only thing that burned, as I said, was the ropes on their arms. They fell off. The garments weren't singed. The hairs on their hands weren't singed. Isn't God powerful? He can do anything. He is a total deliverer. So wonderful is our Lord. And we just pray that he'll really work on us too. When he delivers from a bad habit, as we've been talking about today, habits, it's total. You know, you'll just take my word for this. There's things coming up in this message that I knew nothing about. I wasn't aware of it at the time. But I've got here Sister Diane, Auntie Patty smoking. I never knew that was there because I'd written this quite a long time ago. And this morning, I didn't even think of that. I didn't even know it was there. But God knew how to deliver Auntie Patty. So he's waiting for us on the other side. We are very privileged people. When he delivers from despondency, it's a total deliverance. When you get depressed, God can deliver you from depression. It's a total deliverance, great joy. In Isaiah 61, verse 2, we read, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. He swaps. The garment of praise. Garment of praise, it's a spirit of praise comes over you. It's not you. You start worshiping God for the spirit of heaviness. He gives you praise that he might, that we, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? So wonderful is our Lord. When he heals, it's a total deliverance. And God heals you. Says, oh, I can't quite heal that kidney very well. I can get most things right, but the kidney I'm not too sure about. He made the kidney. He made everything. He replaced it. He doesn't heal it. He replaces a new one. Brand new part put in there. Whatever's required. Who loves the Lord? Now, brother and sister, you need to believe this and you need to confess it. It's nothing working out in your stupid brain. Just say, Lord, I believe what you said. When he sets free. You know, I was just thinking today, it's about time we had a healing service. It's about time we started preaching on divine healing. Because it's full in the Word of God. And God still heals. Total healing. Total deliverance. Because, oh, God doesn't do it today. My Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can do anything. We just trust him and believe him. Take him at his word. He can set us free from men's dogmas and creeds. Some people get all twisted up in the head from past teachings and things. They're bound by this all the time. It binds them. You can be set free. It's a complete and full deliverance. He sent his word and healed them. I love that. I'm so glad his word is clear for us to understand and believe. You know, I love the story of Moses. I've been reading it lately. Oh, boy. And Moses walking out with the people being delivered. It wasn't 20. It wasn't 200. It was 2 million. Now, Moses was just a shepherd boy. He'd been in the shepherd for 40 years in the wilderness, even though he was a general in Pharaoh's army way back. But here he is, just totally incompetent, unable to do anything. But God says, I'm going to send you, and you're going to deliver my people as I said I would, and you're going to bring them out, and I'm going to take you to the promised land. It's exactly what he said to you. He's going to get us there, Brother Andrew, Sister Missy, and Sister Y. We're going to get there because he said so. It's a perfect deliverance, total deliverance. So he comes out and he gets, everything's going good. And, you know, they're fed from the water on the rock and it's really rejoicing. And then all of a sudden they bang into the Dead Sea. And you've all seen the Ten Commandments. It's got the Red Sea there. Got a mountain here, it's got a mountain here, just a little valley, and all the children of Israel in that, and in behind comes galloping Pharaoh's army. And they says to Moses, well, what are you going to do now, Moses? We're going to surrender to Pharaoh. He said, we're going through. Oh, come on, how can we cross the Red Sea? Here they come. Stand still, he said, and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he put up his stick, the fire of God came down and they couldn't cross through that fire. The same fire is here today. Who believes it? The same Holy Spirit is here today. When he raised that stick, the Red Sea opened on both sides. I saw a little, real cute. I saw a little, really, really well done, actually. I saw a little film. It was like an animation of Moses crossing the Red Sea. And they're all going across, and the both walls are up. These little kids stopping, looking at the, you know, the fish. And they saw, they're looking through the glass, you know, as it was a glass. Now, it probably may have happened, I don't know. They saw the dolphins going by, but never came in to where they were. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. God does something, he does it properly. Hallelujah. Total deliverance. And when they got across the other side, he stopped that fire, and here come the Pharaoh's army. And when they got about a third way across, halfway across, Moses closed the Red Sea by the power of God, came down, they never saw them again. God knows how to deliver his children. He knows how to deliver you, and he knows how to take you out of this world. Yes. And he's going to do it.
Yes.
Perfectly. You say, how? I don't know. I believe him. Yes. Just do what he says. Praise be to God. Another wonderful story. The story of Peter in prison. You know, they wanted to take his life too. So you make it popular with the people. So that night, the angel of the Lord came into the prison room. There's Peter snoozing away. And he said, he tapped him on the side. He said, Peter, stand up. Peter was thought, wow, what's this? And the angel told him to stand up. God knows how to deliver out of prison. If you're in prison, he knows how to get you out. There were the prison guards, all the doors shut. And he said to Peter, I love the story because God loves detail. He said, oh, Peter, put your sandals on. You're going to need them. Oh, by the way, put your coat on too. You'll need that. He said, follow me. One day God's going to come and tell us to stand up. Put our shoes on. Put our coats on. We're leaving here. We're going to leave. Just do what he says. And he walked out, and as he walked out, the guards were snoozing. You know, brother and sister, they should have woken up when they heard the chains drop off because the chains just fell off Peter's arms. They were big chains and made a noise hitting the concrete. They snoozed away because God kept them asleep. Then he walked up to the gate, and the gate just opened on its own accord. And came to the main gate, and it opened on its own accord. They walked out onto the main street, and he was free. You think God could do that today? Same yesterday, today, and forever. So what do you have to do? Just believe him. Just trust him. God knows how to deliver his people. Truly wonderful. I just love him for it. Is there anything too hard for our Lord?
No.
Let's read that. Leah. Sister Leah. Jeremiah chapter 32. It's 26. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? No. We heard you, brother Paul. Paul Frank, I was over in Canada. I heard him shouting from here. Because he always used to say no when he was here. You know why? Because he believes it. And I believe it. There's nothing too hard for me, he said. And Jesus said in Matthew 19:26, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible. Your situation looks impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Who believes that? Raise your arm. I believe it, Lord. I believe it. I believe in a total healing. I believe in everything to be met for me. Lord, I want strength. He'll give you strength. I need happiness. I need joy. He'll give you that, no matter what it is. Wonderful Savior. So God knows how to deliver his children out of a fiery furnace. He knows how to get people out of prison. You know, it's just so wonderful. Peter couldn't believe it. He said, oh, am I dreaming? Is this real? Is this happening? Yes, it was. One day we're going to say, is this happening? Yes, it is. He'll come one day, and now when you think not, he'll come and he'll take us. He's going to change our bodies, the Bible says. And we'll rise to meet the Lord in the air with all the saints of past ages. What a time. What a glorious union that will be. Oh, my. Does anyone want to be there? That is what I want above everything, is to be there. Goodbye, world. Goodbye. We're out of here. They can do what they want. They can have the church. They can have my car. They can have my house. They can have everything. I'm leaving. Well, he has prepared a place for us by his mercy and by his grace. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord today? God is so good. Amen. Like that. He's good all the time. And he says here in Matthew 21:22, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer believing, you may get them. He didn't say you may get them. Ye shall receive. You shall receive. All things, not some things, all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. That's thus saith the Lord God. And you do it, God will do it for you. We've got to start believing. We're really going to roll up our sleeves, brothers and sisters. Now, Paul says, we have faith. He says, where's the works? Faith without works is dead. You don't have to do anything. Just believe. God will do the rest. So in closing, we must all believe. We must believe all of his word to be delivered. There's so many wonderful stories, about the Naaman and all those people. I love that story because he was an outsider. Naaman was a Syrian general. He had leprosy. And he heard through the little girl who had been captured, oh, we have a prophet in our land. He could help you. He said, really? Got back and he said to the king, can I go? He said, you can go. I'll send you a letter of recommendation. Tell them who you are. So he went to the king. He went to the king of Israel and he said, he's trying to pick a fight with me. How can I heal a man with leprosy? No. Elijah heard about it. Elisha sent a messenger to him. He said, don't worry about him, king. Send him to me. So he was sent to the king, sent to Elisha. When he got to Elisha's little hut, he said, oh, well, he'll come out now and roll the carpet out because I'm a general. There's no red carpet went out. He sent a little humble servant out. And he said, I'm sent from Elisha. And he said, for you to go down to the Jordan River and dip yourself in seven times and you're going to get healed of that leprosy. It's all over him. You're going to be healed. And went back and left them to it. Well, he got on that chariot and he's so upset. I am the chief captain of the army, and he didn't even come out and greet me. He ran off in a rage. And his wise servant sitting next to him, holding the horses, he said, hey, general, if he asked you to do a big thing, you would have done it. Now, what if he asked you a little thing? Why don't you just do what he says? He said, you got a point there, actually. Full of leprosy. He went down to the River Jordan. He went in there. So he went out. He stood there and he went down. Three times he looked still full of leprosy. The servant said, he said seven times. He went down again, came up still out of leprosy. Five times. Six times. One more. And he went down and came up. The Bible says his skin was like the skin of a baby. God heals and delivers completely. Isn't that wonderful? Just do what God says and he'll bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, I love the story. Those stories are just so encouraging. But you know what? The Lord is the same today, and he can do just the same for you if you take him at his word. Praise be to God. Shall we just stand for prayer, brothers and sisters? I've just missed out an awful lot, but I just felt we got the message out. And we just remember you people over there on the internet who are looking to God. God will do it for you too. I don't care what you've got. I don't care what sickness you have. God is the healer. You're just going to believe him. Just say, Lord, I'm just going to trust you from this day onwards. I'm not going to question. You'll bring a full deliverance. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious word. We pray, Lord, you'll minister to each one here and those listening. And Lord, may we go all the way with you, not questioning, just do what you said. I believe we will see the glory of God here in this place. Lord, help us to believe you. Help us to walk right, be clean, separated from the world. And we will see the glory of God in our midst, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' wonderful name. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only. Oh, hallelujah. Only believe. Anybody here would like prayer for anything? Maybe you want to be healed. Just come out and God will heal you. I believe that. You know, a brother said recently, the Bible says, if any be sick among him, let him call for the elders of the church, anointing with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Now listen to what he said. He didn't say that the elders healed him. He didn't say the anointing of oil healed them. But the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Just do it. God will bless you. Listen to this once more. Anyone wants prayer, you feel free to come. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Yes, Jesus is. He promised to be here. Jesus is. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus. Yes, Jesus is here.
Jesus, we thank you for what you've done for us. Help us, Lord, to don't take any notice of what our head says. It's what the scripture says, what Jesus said. And mercy did rewrite my life. And we just need to believe it. Same with the healing. Same with whatever we want, whatever we've given you, Lord. Help us to believe and to put that belief in action. It's just not hearing the word. It's letting it sink down into our heart and knowing that Almighty God said it. There is no other answer. Help us to think that way, Lord, and to look, know that you, Lord, gave your life, shed your blood, went through all the punishment, the anguish, all of the things on your own because you loved me, whoever me is, just be a part of what he did for you. Thank you, Lord, for what we've heard this afternoon. Bless the people that have listened in. Bless them also. We ask these things in your precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you.